Designers are readying to get work underway renovating and repairing the historic Mulloch House this year as part of the Mulloch Park project. Planners highlighted the vision for renovations of the home to the Heritage Newmarket Advisory Committee March 1. Repairs are expected to begin this summer, including replacing damaged roof slates, leakages, and some foundation work. Project management leader Bill White said that will lead into plans to add accessibility features, a cultural space and commercial kitchen to make the house a centerpiece within the $40 million park project. "We do believe the time is right to deal with those and make sure the building stays in good condition until we go forward to renovate it," he said. Design work is underway for the park project, with many of its elements, such as the skate pavilion, heritage gardens and art pavilion, becoming more detailed and closer to being finalized. Representatives of Plant Architect Inc. also highlighted the outdoor lighting plans for the Mulloch home, to help it stand out. But the town has identified several points of concern with the existing structure, originally built in 1870. Parts of the roof and veranda have become worn and reached an end of service life, according to White. There is also evidence of water leaching in the foundation, which he said they want to tackle to prevent future damage. "The worry is, over time, if not addressed, you're putting the building at increased risk of settlement," he said. The repairs are slated to include replacing roof slates, installing some insulation and venting, selective replacement of planking and veneers at the veranda, and work on the masonry veneer. The town is also planning for the adaptive reuse of the building through renovation to commence between 2024-25. It will include some type of cultural tenant. White said the town is working on finding a partner to use the facility, like a university innovation center or an art gallery satellite, but those discussions are not yet public. "We're looking at protecting the heritage element in the interior and exterior," he said. "We are providing strong interaction and interconnection with the park." Read more. Newmarket, renowned as home of Sir William and his Mulloch estate, the town also plans for the house to offer some food service for park users, with an electric induction kitchen. The committee gave an in-principle endorsement of interventions required for accessibility, with detailed designs to come at a later meeting. Planners are preparing to install a ramp entry and a lift to meet accessibility requirements. "Hopefully, it will bring a whole new generation of Newmarketers, so they have access to it and see it," White said.